Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
You need to love pain.
Pain. It's the only way to change. Accept the pain.
It sucks. It just fucking sucks.
But there's also opportunity.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
So understand that when you're trying to avoid the pain, you are actively choosing to be average.
You need to love pain to be an athlete. And I know no pain, no this, whatever, all the, you know, the
correct sense.
Oh my, no, this is real. You need to love pain. However, mentally, physically, love it. You need to love it. If not, stay where you are.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Yeah.
That if it wasn't you stepping out, everybody else that has to try and step out into this new life faces this same thing too. Every single person does. That's why most people don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what hard feels like, and this is why most people don't win.
This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it. It sucks. It just fucking sucks. And that's the one thing, if I could teach anybody anything, it just fucking sucks. And it's going to continue to suck. And then one day you get to a special part in your life that it might get a little bit better. But to lose the weight you had to lose, my friend, sorry, it's going to suck every fucking day.
Tell me one thing in your life that is great that came as a result of being comfortable. Because everywhere I look and everywhere I see in today's society, everybody's doing everything they can to be more comfortable, right? They're looking for the more convenience. They're looking for the quicker. They're looking for the faster. All the great things in my life, all the great things in other high achievers' lives, all the reasons that these successful people that you look up to, that you aspire to be like, are the way they are, have all come from a place of being uncomfortable. So understand that when you're trying to avoid the pain, when you're trying to avoid the struggle, when you're trying to avoid the hard things in life, you are actively choosing to be average. You are actively choosing to be mediocre. And you are actively choosing to move further away from what you want in life. Because that hardship and that pain and that struggle and that frustration, they give you the skills that will forge you into a motherfucking champion.
Are you suffering? Are you in pain? Good. You are on a good path. Suffering is the only way to the top. Pain is the only way to change. Obstacles are the only way to success. American TV commercials made us believe that everything in this life should be smooth and easy. Counselors and teachers told us that we should not have aggressions and conflicts in life. You have been lied to. Go your way, brother, and let it be an honorable way. A way that make your ancestors proud. You will face pain on this way, suffering, frustration, humiliation. Accept the pain. Smile at the pain. Embrace the pain. Sporgum, pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want to achieve your goals? Or are you just a talker? Tell your pain wherever you want to go. Pain will build the stairway to the top.
But there's also opportunity. There's opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better. When you break, you have the opportunity to show the world, the whole world, what you are really made of. So if you break, if you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, covered, and you're covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.